The 10th and final chapter of Hilchos Tshuva is dedicated to explore what is the appropriate way of serving Hashem and what type of relationship one should have with Hashem. It's the climax and the conclusion not only of Hilchos Tshuva, but of the entire first Sefer Hamada of the Rambam, the book that's dedicated to explore the most foundational prerequisite ideas that constitute the very basics of Yiddishkeit and of Halacha. So the Rambam now climaxes and concludes this entire Sefer Hamada with this Pedek dedicated to what my relationship with my God ought to look like. Halacha Aleph. Al yoimar adam, one should not say, Hareini oise mitzvah satoyra v'oisek b'chachmasa, g'dei sha'akabel habrachas haksuvas b'toyra. I'm going to perform all of the mitzvahs of the Torah and delve, immerse myself in her wisdom for one reason. I would love to receive all of the blessings that are promised in the Torah for those who do the mitzvahs and for those who learn Torah. Oy, maybe even on a more spiritual level, k'dei she'eskel l'chaya olam haba, because I would love to merit the life of olam haba. The first incentive is I want to be able to have a good life in this world. Or maybe I have long-term vision. I would love the reward of olam haba. V'efrish min ha'avedus, and I'm going to separate myself, refrain from all the sins she is here at Torah Mehen, that the Torah warns us against violating, k'dei she'enotzel min ha'klolos haksuvas b'Torah, or k'dei she'le'akoris m'chayo olam haba, so that I would be saved from all the curses that are promised in the Torah as a punishment for sins, or that I should not be cut off from a life of olam haba. Says the Rambam, ein roi lavedus Hashem al derech zeh. It is inappropriate, it is not befitting to serve Hashem based on this fashion. Somebody who serves Hashem in this fashion may be doing everything technically right, but the foundation is one of fear. He's serving Hashem out of fear. He's afraid to be damaged. He's afraid for his soul. He's afraid that his body and his soul will be hurt, whether it's in this world or in the next world. This was not the state of consciousness of the prophets, who were privy to understanding reality in a deeper way, or even the level of the Chachamim, the great sages who dedicated their lives to appreciate truth. Who serves Hashem in this way? The common folk, some of the women, the children. We educate them to serve Hashem out of fear until their horizons expand, and then they too can serve Hashem out of love. I think it's important to emphasize, the Rambam wrote this in the late 1100s. At that time, women usually did not get any education whatsoever in the entire world, and therefore very often their education and knowledge was extremely minimal. Hence the Rambam says here that the common folk, the women, the children, who never had the opportunity to be able to learn, appreciate, and internalize, they often serve Hashem out of fear. I want to be able to get blessings in this world. I want to be able to get the reward of Olam Haba in the next world. I want to avoid curses in this world, Chalila, and I want to avoid the punishments in the next world. Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis, Ha'ovid me'ahava, somebody who serves Hashem out of love, not out of fear. Oisik b'toyro b'mitzvahs v'hoylich b'nesivis ha'chachma. This person immerses himself in Torah and in mitzvahs and follows the pathways of divine wisdom, loy mipnei davar ba'olam, not for any incentive in the world, loy mipnei yiras hara, not because I'm afraid of the evil that might befall me, physical or spiritual, v'loy kedei lirish hatoiva, and not even to acquire all the goodness that will come to me in this world or in the next world as a result of Torah and mitzvahs. That is not this person's incentive. So what then is this person's incentive? Ela oisa ha'emes mipnei shehu emes, the Rambam says. He does the truth because it's true. That is the entire incentive and motivation. There's no... The focus is not, ooh, as a result of religion, as a result of obeying God, I am basically giving myself an amazing gift, a physical gift, an emotional gift, a psychological gift, a spiritual gift, gifts in this world, gifts in the next world. The Rambam says this is called serving Hashem out of fear. I'm searching for the benefits that are going to befall me, and I want to avoid the harm that could befall me, Chalila. Avodas Hashem me'ava, the Rambam says, is oisa ha'emes mipnei sho emes. He does truth, he follows truth. Why? Because it is true. V'soif ha'toiva lavoi b'glala. And ultimately, all goodness will come because of it. But that's not the incentive. a lot of goodness will come for it. The ultimate goodness, Saifa Taiva, could mean either the ultimate goodness, like the end of all goodness, or Saifa Taiva means at the end a lot of goodness will come because of it. But that's not the incentive. It does seem a little strange. The Rambam is saying that this person doesn't care about the reward in this world or in that world. But then he says, by the way, a lot of good things are coming, right? So it's like I tell you, you know, I want you to get involved in this project, and there's absolutely no ulterior motives. There won't be any rewards. There won't be any. It's not about rewards. It's not about punishments. It has to be a complete commitment to truth. By the way, you're also going to get $1 million. You seem to be contradicting your very message. Why does the Rambam put in here V'seifa Taiva Lovei Beglola? I saw in Reb Shapsi Frankel's Rambam, he brings from different Svarim, perhaps, that a person should not misconstrue the Rambam's words as though he's saying there's no benefit, there's no reward, there's no punishment. Because it happened in history. In Jewish history, we know that Antigonus, in Pirkei Avos Perek Aleph, he taught his students, don't serve Hashem for a reward. And one of his students, two of his students, Sadek and Baitais, understood him as saying there's no reward and punishment. And they wreaked havoc in the Jewish world, known as the Tzedukim and the Baitusim, the Sadducees during the era of the second Beis HaMikdash, who denied reward and punishment. So that's why the Rambam says, V'seifa Taiva Lovei Beglola. I know there is reward, I know there's Taiva, but that's not this person's incentive. There may also be another reason the Rambam is saying this, but that we will leave for the question and answer segment at the end of the class. I do feel compelled to share a story here about the Baal Shem Tov. They say a story that the Baal Shem Tov, it's a long story, I'm just going to bring out one brief point. The Baal Shem Tov once, under unique circumstances, promised a couple who were suffering from infertility that they're going to have a child. They tried for many years having children, it never worked, and the Baal Shem Tov promised them that next year they're going to have a child. And when he did that, he received a message from heaven that as a result of this, he lost his portion in Olam Haba because he interfered with a heavenly decree. Hashem had a plan, and he had a special plan for this couple, and the Baal Shem Tov, through his own spiritual power, Tzadik Geyzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, he, so to speak, defied the will of Hashem, and therefore he forfeited his portion in the world to come. And what happened? The Baal Shem Tov started to dance. The Baal Shem Tov was overtaken with ecstasy and joy. His daughter was with him, Adl. She wanted to know what happened to the Baal Shem Tov, and he explained that till that point, he was never sure if he's really serving Hashem earnestly, if there's an authentic relation between him and Hashem. Maybe it's ultimately self-centered, you know. I get on a high, it's my own ecstasy, it's a great feeling, of oneness and satisfaction intellectually, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. The reward of it is extraordinary. And for the person who's more wise and more deep and more spiritual and really gets it, the rewards are incredible. I never knew if I actually have a relationship with him or basically I'm serving myself. But now Hashem took away Olam Haba for me. Baruch Hashem, now I could just serve Hashem without any other distractions. Now I could just have a relationship with him. It's him and I without any other considerations, factors, incentives. Now I know it's good. And the Rambam continues, Umayla zuhi mayla gdayla ad ma'id. This state of consciousness is extraordinarily profound, ve'ein kol chacham zoichala, and not every wise sage merits it. Ve'hi maylas Avram Avinu shekari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyhavi. This was the level of Avram Avinu, who the Ribbono Shel Olam calls Oyhavi, the one who loves me. Because Avram Avinu served Hashem in this way out of love. So that's why Avram is called in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Aleph, Avram Oyhavi. And we say this every single morning in davening. And my trivia question to you is, I want to know, when do we say this every morning that Avram is Oyhavi? Hashem says, he is my lover, he loves me. If you do not know the answer, this means you have to polish up on your mindfulness and kavana during the morning davening. So now you'll think, okay, so it's Avram Avinu, is some unique individuals in the world. Why is the Rambam writing about it in a Sefer Halachas? So the Rambam says, no, this is not the exclusive domain of Avram Avinu, excluding every other Jew. But this is also the state of consciousness that Hashem instructed us through Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar. The pasuk says, we all know this pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, Kriya Shema, Vahaftas Hashem Alekecha b'chol avavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol moedecha. You should love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. Ubizman sheyeh v'shashem avaruya miyad yaseh kol mitzvos me'ava. And when somebody loves Hashem with the appropriate state of love that is appropriate for Hashem, then immediately and automatically, all the mitzvahs, his entire relationship with Yiddishkeit will be transformed. All the mitzvahs will be done out of Ahava. not out of fear, no element of ultimate spiritual narcissism, but complete ahava. What does it mean to love Hashem with this ahava ruya, the appropriate love to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Rambam describes what is appropriate ahavas Hashem. Now listen to these words of the Rambam, if I may say so, they are extraordinary. And one could sense a little bit of the emotions and the ecstasy and the transcendent intimacy that the Rambam shares here about the appropriate relationship with Hashem. You know, sometimes historians talk about the Rambam as this great rational thinker. So it's important to see and learn this halacha in Rambam. What is the appropriate love of Hashem? Says the Rambam, Sheyaves Hashem ava gdoyle yiseire rabbe aza admoid achetei nafshei kshure ba'aves Hashem. That a person should love Hashem with a great love, with an extraordinary love, with an awesome love, with an intense love, ad infinitum. It is exceeding love more and more to the point that his soul is connected and intertwined with the love of Hashem. And it means that this person is always, perpetually, consistently submerged. Shoyge is submerged, completely immersed in the love of Hashem. Ke'elu choylei ha'ahava. And the Rambam says, I'm going to give a metaphor. Like those people who are love sick. They're sick because of love. And the metaphor the Rambam now begins developing is, fascinatingly, somebody who falls in love with a woman. And this love is not just an event in his life. It becomes his life. Ke'elu choylei ha'ahava. Like those who are lovesick. She'ein daitam pnuya me'avas oisa'isha. Their mind is never removed from the love of that woman. They can't divert their thoughts, their attention from that woman. She'hu shoyge batamit. This person who's sick with love, who's lovesick, is immersed in her constantly. What do I mean constantly? When he sits and when he stands. When he eats and when he drinks. In other words, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The person is eating and drinking and sleeping and sitting down and getting up and going to work, coming back from work. Where's his mind? Where's his heart? It's focused on this human being who he feels so much passion and affection towards. Says the Rambam, Yaseh Mizeh. This is only a metaphor. More than this, even more than this, Tia Avas Hashem Belev Oyavav, shall be the love of Hashem in the heart of those who love Him. Shoygim Batamit. Completely submerged in the love of Hashem, perpetually. K'may Shitzivano, like the mitzvah mentioned in the previous halacha states, B'chol Avavcha, U'b'chol Nafshecha, U'b'chol Moedach. With your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with your whole ma'id, with your whole might, all of it, b'chol avavcha, is focused on avas Hashem. That's the love, the appropriate love, the Rambam says, the Jew has to Hashem. So I'm eating, and I'm drinking, and I'm getting up, and I'm sitting down, and I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to work, and in morning, and in night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and what is my mind thinking about? Avas Hashem, my love to Hashem. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, Derech Machal, metaphorically, in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Ki Cholas Ahava Ani. I am love sick. I am sick with love, the yearning and the pining. The whole Sefer of Shir HaShirim, that Shlomo HaMelech wrote Song of Songs, which is a very intense and passionate and graphic and sensual, really powerful and loaded story about a relationship between the lover and the beloved, says the Rambam, the whole Shir HaShirim was a marshal for this Ahavas Hashem between the Jew and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Halacha Dalet. Amru Chachamim HaRishonim, the early sages said, Tabraisa Mesechta Nedarim, Shema Toima, you might say at any Lamed Torah, B'shvil Sheya Asher, B'shvil Shekher Rebbe, B'shvil Shekal B'shchar B'olam Haba. I'm going to learn Torah for one reason. I want to be wealthy. I want to become wealthy. Perhaps people will support me nicely. Perhaps people will throw money on it. Perhaps God will bless me with a lot of money. Or I want to be called a Rebbe. If I learn a lot, I become a big Talmud Chacham, I become a great scholar, people will look at me and they will call me my master, my teacher. Or, even more, I want Schar in Olam Haba. I know Torah will give me great reward in the next world. Talmud Loimar, therefore, Chazal say the Pasuk says. This is the second part of Shema Parashas Ekev. When you will listen to the mitzvahs that I command you, to love Hashem. All the mitzvahs that you're doing, you should do only because of love. Not for scharin olam haba, not to be called a rebbe, not to be wealthy, but la'avas Hashem alakeichem, because I love Hashem. Va'oidam ruchacham. The sages further said, Gemara avoid zoradaf yutes. The pasuk says in Tehillim kuf yud beis, David says, b'mitzvois of chafetz ma'oid. He truly desires Hashem's mitzvahs, b'mitzvois of alay b'schar mitzvois. What this person yearns for is Hashem's mitzvahs, not the reward of the mitzvahs. Sometimes I say I want the mitzvah. I don't want the mitzvah. I want the benefit that will befall me as a result of the mitzvah. B'mitzvois of chafetz ma'oid, the mitzvah, not the schar of the mitzvah. The great sages used to instruct their students, but especially their students who were wise and brilliant and perceptive. It's them who they would say this to. Don't be like those servants who serve the master just to get reward, to get benefit. You should be like servants who serve the master, almanas, with the condition not to receive anything. In other words, even if you don't receive anything, you still serve the master. Ella, so why are you serving him? Ella mepnei shehu harav roi l'shamsha. Because you love him, he is the master. When you know who the master is, you know that it's appropriate to serve him. Kiloimar, which means ivdu me'ahava, serve Hashem with absolute love. The Rambam says that they used to say this particularly to the very wise and perceptive among the students. Why does he say it? The reason is because, as the Rambam explains in his commentary on Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, I mentioned earlier, Antigonus preached this, and some of his students completely misconstrued his words and understood that he was saying that what? That there's absolutely no reward and no punishment, which is not what he was saying and not what the Rambam was saying. So the Rambam says you have to know who you're talking to and how they're going to receive the information. You could say the most beautiful thing in the world, but if people don't get it, they can distort your message and it can come out, it can have the opposite effect. It's so interesting that the Rambam, when you learn, read Mishnayos, many versions of the Mishnah is, you should serve Hashem, you should serve the master, not with the incentive and with the prerequisite that I have to get reward. But there's another version of Mishnayos, discussed over there in Tosfos Yom Tov, not shaloy almanas lekabel pras, but almanas shaloy lekabel pras. You could say it two ways. You should serve Hashem without the need for a reward, or you should serve Hashem with the condition not to receive a reward. And the Tosfos Yom Tov is very astounded on this girsa, which is the text that the Rambam had in Pirkei Avos. Almanas shaloy lekabel pras. It's like, oh, if you give me reward, I'm not going to serve you. It's only if you don't give me reward, which is strange, and that's what it seems the Rambam is saying here too, right? He says, he could say, Shaloy Almanas Lakabal Klum. He says, Almanas Shaloy Lakabal Klum. In order not to get anything, as though that is the objective. That's not the objective, not to get anything. It's not a condition, but it's not the objective. So this we'll also discuss in the question and answer segment on this Perek that we have in a separate video. After this video will be posted on theyeshiva.net, the question and answer segment. We will discuss this among other questions. Hey. Somebody who is involved, immersed in Torah in order to get reward, or in order to avoid punishment. This is what's called somebody who's learning Torah, not for its own sake. He basically wants to glean benefit from Torah. Again, it could be this world, it could be the next world. But somebody who's involved in Torah, not because he's afraid of a penalty, and also not to receive reward. So why is he learning? Because of the love of the master of the whole world who instructed him to learn Torah. This is a person who's called the person learning Torah lishma, for her sake. Amru chachamim. Our sages said in Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun, la'olam yasek adam b'Torah afilu shaloy lishma, shemetarech shaloy lishma balishma. A person should always be involved and immerse himself in Torah, even not for the sake of Torah, meaning even if there are ulterior motives and incentives, I want reward in this world, in the next world, I want to be wealthy, I want to be a Rebbe, I want to get the honor, I want to get Elam Haba, do it Shaloy Lishma, because from learning it Shaloy Lishma, ultimately you're going to come to learn it Lishma. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rambam, when we teach Yiddishkeit to minors, to young children, or to women, as I said, in those days, women usually got a very minimal education. Or the common folk we're teaching them Yiddishkeit. The appropriate way of teaching Yiddishkeit to them is to serve Hashem out of fear, out of awe, and for reward, for all of the different types of incentives and benefits. As the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, fascinating commentary of the Rambam, he speaks there about giving candies. In his day, there was no candies. They were giving, what he calls it, giving nuts, egoism, giving nuts. He says, you give a child nuts as a snack, because that's what he appreciates. But if that's an incentive to get him involved in good things, so it is. And so as a person matures, those incentives expand based on the expansion of one's horizons. So the Rambam says, that's not a bad thing. You have to approach every person where they are in the world and what speaks to their soul at this moment. So if this reward is something that means something to me, so then this is how you should present Yiddishkeit. Through Yiddishkeit, you're going to get this reward or avoid this calamity. And again, it could be on so many different levels, on a very, 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 very petty levels and very expansive levels. But still, what's the basis? The basis is my personal gain. Until their horizons expand, and they'll acquire profound wisdom, and then you could reveal to them this secret. He calls it a secret. Ma'at ma'at, slowly, and you train them based on this discipline, calmly, slowly, with serenity, until they comprehend it, they understand it, and then they serve Hashem out of love. So it's really a deep process of growth from stage to stage until a person could really grasp this roz, this secret. He calls it a secret. Interesting. It's a famous question of the Brisker of Reb Velvel Brisker, Kedusha Agriz and Masechta Erkin. He says, first, earlier the Rambam said in Halacha Beis that Avram Avinu was zoicha to the state of Ava. Not even Chachamim, only Avram Avinu. So first of all, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam said what? That the path of the Nevi'im and the Chachamim is not to serve Hashem out of fear, but to serve Hashem out of love. In Halacha Beis, he contradicts himself. He says, no, not even the Chachamim got it. Only Avram Avinu. In other words, even among the Chachamim, it's something absolutely unique. And then the Brisker Rav says, this is his question, in Halacha Hey, he says, the Rambam says, learn Shaloi Lishma, which means not from Ava, from Yira, mitoich Shaloi Lishma bo Lishma, because you're going to come to a place of Lishma, which means you're going to come to the level of Avram Avinu. Really, that's what the Rambam is saying, that everyone who learns Shaloi Lishma gets to Lishma. But the Rambam said earlier that it's the level of Avram Avinu. It seems like it's unique to Avram Avinu. It's the great question of the Brisker Rav. I'm going to address one response to this, one possible answer to this in our question and answer segment on this chapter, Perek Yud, which is a separate video posted on theyeshiva.net. Halacha Vav, the last halacha, fascinating halacha. Davar Yadua Ubarur. Yeah, good question. Somebody asks, why is this called a secret? Why is it called a secret? Why is it a secret? You could say it's difficult. How do I achieve it? What's the secret? Why does the Rambam call it a secret? What is this, some Manhattan Project secret? What does he mean, the secret? He could say, Megalim Lahem, Derech Zu. Why does he call it Roz? Excellent, excellent question. Again, I'm going to address Bli Ned in the question and answer segment. Says the Rambam, Dava Yaduo Bor. It's known. It's a known, clear thing. She'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares b'libo shel adam. At sheyishga betamid karoi v'yazev. Kol sheba'oilam chutz mimena. K'may shetziva v'amra b'chal avavcha b'chal nafshecha. Ela b'deya sheyeda'ei. It's a well-known truth. The love of Hashem cannot become entrenched and embedded in the heart of the person to the point that he is always consistently submerged in it, to the point that he abandons everything in the world besides that love. Like the Rambam gave the metaphor earlier, when somebody is lovesick, there's nothing else that's important in my life. The only reality that I think about 24 hours a day is this woman, the Rambam said. Much more than that is Avas Hashem, for the person who really experiences what Avas Hashem is. Says a person can't reach this place where I abandon everything and there's only one thing and one thing only that matters to me. And that's my love of Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk says, b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha. It occupies my entire heart and my entire soul. The Rambam says it's known that one could never reach this state just through instincts. Ela b'deya she'edaeyu. Only through divine knowledge, through an appreciation of Hashem and of godliness. Va'al pi hadeya. And the love will always be a mirror of the state of wisdom and awareness. When somebody has deep yediyas Hashem, a deep understanding of what a person can understand, what Hashem is, there'll be deeper love. If somebody has less, there'll be less love. But the love will always be commensurate with the level of understanding and awareness. So what's the conclusion? Thus, tzaricha adam liyached atzmai. A person has to designate himself. Lahavin ulahaskel b'chachmas utvunas hamedian layaskainai. To understand and to comprehend those wisdoms, those ideas that will make him aware of his creator, based, of course, on the human capacity and every person's individual capacity to understand and comprehend, as we explained in the first halachas of Sefer Amada, Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah, which is, of course, the opening of Sefer Amada, and here the Rambam concludes Sefer Amada. So here the Rambam is saying that there's a mitzvah. Every single Jew has to dedicate time to learn those aspects of Torah that teach you what is Hashem, what is godliness, what is Elikus, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is this reality that we're talking about. The Rambam says, how can I even begin to love that which I know nothing about? And the more a person can immerse himself or herself in this, the deeper, more sincere, and more genuine the love can be. And the Rambam says, Brich Rachmana Desayon, blessed is Hashem who has helped us conclude Hilchis Tshuva, and he finishes, Nigmar Sefer Rishon Be'ezras Shin Dalad Yud. The first Sefer of Rambam's Mishnah Torah, of the 14 Svarim, the first one was Sefer Amada, the Book of Knowledge, is now completed. Uminyan Prakim Shel Sefer Zashishav Arboyim, the number of chapters that we covered in this Sefer were 46. First section was Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah, Asara Prakim, the 10 chapters of Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah. Then came Hilchis Deis Shiva Prakim, the 7 chapters of Hilchis Deis. Then came Hilchis Talmud Torah Shiva Prakim, the 7 chapters of learning Torah. Hilchis Avodah Zarah, the laws of idolatry, Shneimasa Prakim, 12 chapters. And finally, Hilchis Tshuva, Asara Prakim, the last and conclusion of Sefer Amada's Hilchis Tshuva, which is comprised of 10 chapters. Mazel Tov! Mazel Tov!